Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
And News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly is with us. Jess, are our mobile phone bills going up this month? And if so, why?
Yes, they are, unfortunately. This is something that now happens annually. Customers will have received notice from their mobile network if you're on a bill plan over the last number of weeks that from April your bills will be going up. This is something that the networks have done. They're saying that it's there to reflect the annual rate of inflation. And then they also add a little bit on top because they are also obviously investing in their networks. So some people's bills will go up around 4.5%, 5%, which is a lot of money if you're already paying big bucks for your phone bill.
Could I put a slightly contrarian argument to you that actually our phone bills aren't that expensive given what how much we use them and the like compared to what phone costs were 40 years ago, say, in relative terms, they're pretty cheap.
They, relatively speaking, they are. But I think when you go out and you see the value that's out there, they could be much cheaper.
So tell us about that value. Where is the value to be gained?
It's all about the digital mobile networks. The big players in the mobile game, so the likes of Air Mobile, Vodafone, Three, they have dominated the space for such a long time. There are people that I know who are spending 60, 70, maybe even 80 quid a month on their phone bill. And what they're getting is all you can eat, text and data, which is all you really need. But for 15 quid a month, you could get the exact same thing if you go to a digital mobile network. And that's an instant saving. So the players in the digital mobile network game are the likes of GoMo, Clear Mobile, 48, Tesco Mobile and Virgin Media Mobile. And for those who don't understand, these digital mobile networks, they piggyback on those main networks. So it's not like you're going to be getting the quality of a signal as if you and Kira are stood there with two tins of beans and a string connecting you. You're using the proper quality
network. How do you know that's the way we communicate?
I've seen you around the place. I know what you two get up
don't
to.
Don't come between us and our bean cans. That's our favourite thing that we have.
I'll get you on iPhones one day. So you're not compromising on the quality. What you are compromising on is, number one, there's no GoMo shop. There's no Clear Mobile shop. So you do have to interact with the mobile network on the online portal. That's number one. Number two, there is fine print. So for example, if you are roaming, if you're going to be abroad for a month, you will get a roaming allocation and you will be able to roam like at home. But if you're using ridiculous amounts of data, you may need to get an add-on or be charged. So just be mindful of things like that. But I have to say, I have encouraged pretty much everybody I know to move on to the likes of GoMo or to Clear Mobile, and they are saving bucket loads of money. The last thing to note here is that if you are someone who likes the latest and greatest mobile phone, if you move to a digital mobile network, you will have to pay for the phone. You don't get the upgrades. That's the benefit of being on the €70 a month bill plan, is that usually you'll get the latest iPhone for, say, 100 quid or maybe even for free. In this instance, you sign up to the mobile network, you're paying your 15 quid a month. And then if you want a phone, you buy it outright. But with the refurbished devices available, again, you can get the last generation or maybe even the previous generation iPhone for 300 or 400 quid. So there is absolutely a cheaper way to be doing the whole mobile phone connectivity thing.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.